I'm gonna blame everybody for this one, Angie.
Duh. I want to say it's a little bit better, though.
Yeah. I said to put a phone in a different spot. You can hear me clearly?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to Positive Organic Vibes, where we have different point of views, selfish, unbiased, however you want to look at our opinions. However, I'm here with a great friend of mine for a plethora of is Angie. Angie has a podcast and a blog called Sincerely Angie. You can even hear my voice on one. Somebody can reach you.
So, like Ken said, my name is Angie, and you can find me on almost any platform under Sincerely Angie M, but you can also visit SincerelyAngieM.com, and you'll find everything that you need pretty much there.
You doing it big. You got your own websites. Ooh, money.
Hey, well, if you know me, I'm frugal fashionista, or not fashionista, but I'm frugal. So everything is done with as little of my money spent as possible.
That's funny, because we always have conversations and give each other tips. Mm-hmm. How to save money, build credit.
Mm-hmm. You're the king when it comes to credit and money management.
Man, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, man. Angie, a few weeks ago, discussion about and or civil happened to it.
I don't know. I don't believe that it's far-fetched, though. I think it's still very possible. I do believe that there is going to be a race war first, though, because tensions are running high. Everyone is very sensitive and on edge, and things are... they're kind of crazy. And even like trying to find a gun, guns are sold out. And the range, like the shooting range, they're a little bit more activity than normal.
Yes, that's that. At that time, that's why I was telling you, man, get something.
Yeah.
get a stick with a nail in it, Angie. We gotta protect ourselves.
like Negan on The Walking Dead, Elizabeth, I think, was the name of his bat with the nails in it.
Yeah, man.
I'm a little bit scared of guns, though. I have to get out of my fear of guns. And I know it's not guns that kill people, it's people with guns that kill people, but guns just seem so intimidating to me.
Well, the thing about the gun is, if you pull it out, it's like you have to use it. That's a terrible mind frame to have, but it's...
No, I know. It's, and you know, that harsh reality is what you need most times. You need that tough love and that straight to the point, that bluntness that says, hey, look, you know, it is what it is.
Uh-huh. Consequences are crazy. As long as you know that reason why not to... or a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's...
I'm getting there.
To the word distraction. What does the word distraction mean to you?
Now, I don't know how long we want this episode to be, but listen. Distractions to me is anything that interrupts or removes you from where you need to be or where you're trying to go. Whether it's a detour, it's still a distraction. But for me, and I'm currently going through a distraction stage, so I'm actually fasting from a lot of things because I have been distracted. I have not uploaded a podcast episode in a while. YouTube videos were kind of lagging, and there's other things that I'm working on that just I put them on a back burner for no reason at all. No reason. I'm not doing anything else but working and just being distracted, and it's not a good thing at all. So I have to fast to kind of refocus and bring myself to where I need to be. And social media is a big distraction for me. It stops a lot of what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm so busy scrolling and paying attention to everybody else's life.
Yeah, man. And it, don't get me wrong, it's definitely a hard time to not mention the social media, because I personally don't watch the news. Like local news is not something that, you know, something I honestly read a book or anything before I watch TV these days. But now I have to scroll through social media, but I get distracted. And going back to the word distraction, we were distracted from what could have a civil war, whoever's planning whatever attacks on us or whatever's going on in the world by something, or maybe we want to call it
entanglement.
Entanglement, folks. Entanglement was a word that Jada Pinkett Smith used to describe and throw up a screen on her red table talk against herself.
Yes.
For her, we call it wrongdoings or right doings. What's your opinion on her entanglement with August Alsina?
Oh my goodness. So prior to me here, before I even heard her speak, my thoughts on it was August is from New Orleans, so he already has his own set of built-in struggles because he's from here. And then, you know, I thought about his medical history, then his sister and his brother passing away, then him becoming the parent of his nieces. I'm like, this dude has a whole bunch of things that he's dealing with. And Jada is a seasoned person. She is, her spirit seems very calm and very inviting. So I can see her manipulating to an extent his vulnerability. So I had already knew before she said something, I knew that she was the, not really aggressor, but she was the more, she was the aggressor. I don't that's not the word I'm looking for, but I think that,
like, the word,
it's like, I don't know, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but it's like she knew, it's as if she was the adult in a situation and he was the child, because of what she's been through, what she is going through in her life. She's handled a lot, and he's still pretty young, but he's also still trying to figure out things. And his mentality, I think, is not as tight as hers is. So I immediately knew that she took advantage of him to an extent. They're both consenting adults. Correct. Yes. But I think that in the midst of her taking care of him and nursing him back to life, he fell in love with her. He, you know, she kind of took care of him. And he fell right into like the palm of her hands. And it wasn't that it was intentional. I think two people really just grew to like one another. And one person may have fallen deeper in love with the other person more than the other person. And that's why she labeled it as an entanglement. Because if you've fallen in love with somebody, you say, I was in love with him, or I cared for him deeply. You don't call it an entanglement. That just seems
she used the word entanglement to talk over our heads. She knew that our public school educations were not going to understand the word entanglement. That's why their family talks the way they talk. They'll talk over your head and call you stupid right in your face. This is like boring. You get off the phone with them, they'll just bust out laughing because you don't realize the education these people have put themselves in to talk over it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive deeper into it. If August, so we're gonna name her Augustina. Their entanglement, it was Will. So Augustina and Will was in. Wouldn't Augustina be called a homewrecker, a hussy, a harlot, a hoe?
Oh, Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And even if they would have come to the table and said, oh, by no means was he a homewrecker, we were already broken up at the time. No, not at all. You know that double standard kicks in real quick, and a woman is still considered a homewrecker.
And here it is. We kind of blaming, we kind of shaming Jada from even being real, because no lie, she didn't hide it from the world. She was out in open with this dude.
Yes, they were. She was
at the awards. They were at different types of
festivals, and yeah, they were everywhere.
Horse races, all type of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. Rich shit. They were at rich shit together.
Yeah,
and that looked more of like, you know, hold on, boo, hold my hand.
Let's
take this picture together, like stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. These people, they're still people. We put them on such a...
Right.
Such a high pedestal, man.
So are you currently on social media right now, or are you taking a break from it? I know you said you get your news from there.
I'm on it. I have to refollow you. I deleted mine. With the algorithm of social media, it'll mm-hmm. literally, you know, like, you can follow, you'll only see the same.
Yeah.
So I didn't like the algorithm that it was on, because the people that I were following, I wasn't learning anything.
Yeah.
So I completely deleted app, deleted it over with my own name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I accept
pictures of, like, not saying things that go on a regular, it's just like it's pictures where my daughter is watching Sesame Street, I'm a book, and acting me up. That just regular stuff.
Right. So I asked that question because I wanted to know if you've been paying attention to the comments and the commentary and the opinions of everyone else about how Jada and Will handled it. People, from what I saw, I have been off of social media for the last 2 days, but the last thing I did see was that people still think that she's lying about the situation and that they weren't being truthful. Now, I picked up a whole lot of undertones about Will and Jada themselves, but do you think that she was lying about her and August's relationship, or that she was pretty forward and open about it, I guess?
Or not. They give a 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And they together, we live together, bad for life.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can edit what did, but they ended it with a quote. They said, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
They said, we live together, we die together, bad marriage for life.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have been going through stuff, but the perception of them, because they're such great actors, you don't know what's going on in these people's lives.
Right.
Their daughter's cutting off her hair every few minutes on live TV. The oldest about him.
Yes.
Like, if I used to watch Snoop Dogg raise a lot of kids and help them play football, and Will's son was a wide receiver on there. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
And he, I'm talking about, he was like a good football player. This dude was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, you know nothing about these people.
Yeah.
people can't even shame their character. These people really don't care. It was right. Just that Will wanted to like air the business out.
Yeah.
Jada wouldn't have cared.
Mm-hmm.
Will, I think Will wanted to air that out, man.
I think that I agree. I think it was mainly Will that's like, let's just talk about it, because Will is visibly hurt about whatever happened between them prior to August. And I think that he wanted to, in a petty type of way, but not as petty as it may have came off, but he wanted to make sure that the world knew that Jada did some ish to F up what they had going on. Not that he was innocent, because she said that, but whatever she did, it hurt him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nah, let, what is entanglement? Let the people know what it is. Like, tell them, don't, what was it? Tell them what it is, basically. Like, don't try and sugarcoat it. We're here, we're talking about it, you know?
Because they learned them old over-the-top words together, man. Willow used to have a segment where she taught one word a day.
Oh, either, really?
Either one word a week or one word a day. Yes. She used to have, like, let's say if she said, what's a word that's sitting around here? Let's say if she said international, and no one knew what the word international mean, and she'll just give the definition of it. But the crazy thing about it is, I follow Will on his Instagram when he first started his Instagram and his YouTube. When he started those two at the same time, he was on the Ellen show, and he started to show the crazy things that he's into, like scuba diving with sharks and jumping off of a building with a bungee, out of a plane, helicopter, all types of stunts that he does on a regular for like his own amusement. I honestly thought he had like a heart condition and he just wanted to like go out and a bang. But what it is that they have different lives. That's their regular life.
Mm-hmm.
And he involves Jada in it, but like they don't look like the typical couple. Yes, they hold hands, but they really look like, I'm gonna describe what they look like in the future to me. you know how like some, like when you was a kid and even if you was at somebody else's house spending the night, you know how Pawpaw and Momo had two different rooms?
Yeah.
But look, check this out. They also had this lady named Miss Gladys that also lived in the house.
Miss Gladys was your the grandfather's girlfriend?
Or it could have been Momo's girlfriend. Now I'm starting to understand. That could have been Momo's girlfriend too, nah? But look, they all got their own separate room.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what they done did, because like none of this just started.
Oh, no.
It's been going on for ages. But now that we're in position to understand, it's starting to come to light. How do you feel like that relates to their relationship? Because they said that they're life partners.
Mm-hmm.
Like they really want to spend the rest of their life knowing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think to each its own. I think, you know, whatever works for them. I do believe that what they have going on is none of our business, but since they put it out, we can speak on it. And I think that what they have works for them, and it has worked for them. Now I know that they said they went through a rough patch and he was like, I wasn't gonna talk to you anymore, blah blah blah, but I think that the main thing that I think that they have is communication. And I think that they said that they don't have any secrets, but I honestly think that they talk about everything. I really do, just because who can be together 20 years like that and to be able to not really finish each other's sentences, but just be kind of like they understand one another's mind frame and their ways, that they can actually call each other on their BS without the other person feeling some type of way. And when he kind of said, no, tell them what it is, what is entanglement, in my mind I'm like, oh, she's gonna flip out, like, what are you talking about? And no, it is what it is. She said that, but in a way of like, oh, I already said what it was, because she clearly labels it as an entanglement, you know. Yeah. So I and despite all that we're going through, this one situation has distracted us from real world problems. Yes. Like I saw a video of a guy, he said I forgot his name or whatever, but he was saying, oh, y'all want me to talk about August? And so he went to running down all kind of things that happened in August in 1968 and 19, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, Will, you talking about free will or free, you know, will to do this or whatever. And he really was saying, I'm not distracted by what's going on. You know, I'm not going, y'all could talk about that, but let's talk about the real issues, you know, yes. And you can't be distracted. And we are easily distracted. We have a cause that we're fighting for, but let something else, some drama or some juicy gossip pop up. And then it's like, oh, well, I'll get back to that. Let me laugh and joke with the world. Let me make some memes.
And you're totally distracted.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, that's how our brain works now.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. What happens is, I think a big reason that we get so depressed, like the humans that get so depressed, is because we have one goal. So right now I'm trying to start a business, right? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, if I allow myself to get distracted with something very important like COVID-19. So now I have two things on my mind now. I have this business and COVID-19 on my mind. Guess which one is going to outweigh the other?
Yeah.
COVID-19 is going to be more important because I have a family now and I want to make sure that I'm good myself. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, then I just mentioned my family all of a sudden. So now they're on my mind even more than what they were. So now there's three things on my mind, right?
Yep.
Now I have to worry about the business, COVID-19, my family, and providing while COVID-19 is going on. So that's four things.
Yeah.
And then five could be now that the Smiths done gave me this word called entanglement, and I wanted to call my homie sincerely Angie M. I got five things on my mind now.
So yeah.
Now I'm depressed because I cannot prioritize exactly what's more important to me because now I'm distracted.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going on with me, and that's exactly why I'm taking a break, because I've been doing everything else but what I need to do, and I'll get on social media, and then I'm like, that's an hour I just wasted. I'll start playing a game on my phone. That's another hour I just wasted. Start watching a YouTube video or a new series on Netflix. That's 5 hours I just wasted when I could have been dedicating that to the things that I want to do most, you know. And then, like, yes, you mentioned, COVID is the thing, and it's major. Trying to figure out, okay, now when I go to work, I have to be as safe as possible. Then when I come home, it's like, I need to go here, but I don't want to go be around people because I don't want to get it. I don't want to bring it back home. I don't want to bring it to my job. I don't want to. Right. It's so much. It really is a whole lot that's going on that it can easily distract you. And especially if there's something pressing that you need to do, but then something a little bit easier comes along, you're like, well, I can just do this. This is quicker and easier to do. And then I'll get back to the other thing. Nah, it's a huge distraction. And I think the world paused on Black Lives Matter and right, racial injustice to go ahead on and talk about entanglement. Now we have memes all over talking about entanglement. But where's justice for Breonna Taylor? Where's justice for, you know? So it's that is the way our minds work. And I think
let's give Breonna Taylor some of the respect by enlightening people, especially myself, on what happened. So my point of view of what happened was, I could give you a scene of it. So let's say hypothetically, I sleep in the same room as my wife. I'm not Will Smith, you know. We sleep in the same room at the moment. I do have my own room though. I like to disappear, so I am Will Smith, but I'm not Will Smith.
Right.
But I'm in my garage recording like Will Smith, so I want to be like Will Smith, man. But going back to Breonna, I apologize. So with Breonna, just think of this movie scene where a trailer where a lady and her, I'm not sure if that was her fiance, her boyfriend, her husband, are in the bed. After watching Netflix or whatever your regular nightly routine is, after, you know, a long day of work, y'all, you know, tell each other how each other's day went and just vent. And all of a sudden, y'all take your showers, lay it down for the night, and all of a sudden, y'all start snoozing. Now, in your mind, you think you only sleep for maybe 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that work at night. So that's like, you know, law enforcement, whoever works at night, hotel people and nightlife bars and stuff like that. However, if you work in a daytime and your person works in the daytime, y'all just daytime people.
Right.
So with that being said, you hibernate overnight. Sometimes it feels like you only slept for 5 minutes, but you're sleeping over a long period of time. Imagine that getting interrupted by somebody kicking in your door. Along with that, you got myself who turned into Rambo because I'm thinking I'm going to Civil War. I pick up this new assault rifle and I just start shooting. Shooting. And, you know, I'm shooting to kill. I'm not shooting to ask, hey, who is it? Because nobody comes here.
Right.
Especially where I live now, nobody comes here. Like, it's times where I go outside and my daughter makes a noise and I'm like, dude, you're the loudest person outside. That's how much no one comes around here. So with that being said, if I hear any noises, I am waking up shooting to kill.
Yeah.
So with that being said, from my reading, Breonna Taylor's spouse, or boyfriend, or husband, whoever the gentleman is, he shot one of the police who were breaking into their house. There was a number of police, and the police did what they know how to do because they was looking for some suspect. And I'm gonna get to that too. The suspect was not at that address. They shot and they killed this woman. Now here's the kicker. They left after hearing their boss, after telling them that one of them got shot, after hearing their boss say, yo, we already have that suspect in custody. What are y'all doing? So wow. They went to the wrong house, shot the wrong people. And today we're being distracted by the Smiths. We're being distracted by Black Lives Matters. I mean, not Black Lives Matters, All Life Matters.
Oh, yeah.
We're being distracted by these people that don't want to hear that this woman was wrongly killed. To some people, we're starting to get numb to this crap. What's your take on Breonna Taylor?
Everything that you just said, I mean, the thought of somebody breaking into your house or shooting into your house and you're trying to defend yourself and then they just basically walk away like, oh, my bad, wrong apartment, wrong house. I can't wrap my mind around it. And then for it to be a police department, because, you know, I believe this happened in February and we didn't find out about it until May or June.
Like May or June, yeah.
Like, are you serious? So, just the thought of this poor lady, she passed away in her sleep, thank God. I don't know that. I don't even know. I just assumed that when she got shot, she was sleep and she hadn't had a chance to kind of get up, or maybe, you know, she heard the noise and woke up. I don't know, but I was in my mind, I was thinking she passed away in her sleep, so she did not have to feel any pain or anything like that. That is still beyond the point because she should have never died. She was laying in her bed in her house, not doing anyone anything, and she was murdered. And that's just what it is.
That was for sure murder, man. And like, man, that was, man. I you can't even say that they dropped the ball.
No.
It's just more than that. They're just failures. Man, check this out. You and I both traveled. So my wife and I, we went to Italy a month before my daughter was born. So last August, we went to Italy, right? In Italy, you barely saw cops. But cops were pretty much called out if, like, a homeless person was like naked trying to take a shower under a bridge or something. That's the only time I really saw a cop besides helping somebody change their tire. However, when I did my homework out there, the cops have to have degrees to become a cop.
Wow.
Doctors here need degrees to become doctors. It's the same thing in across the across the seas and everything, but They need to actually get degrees. Like, I'm talking about, like, these are smart people.
Right.
Like, these people, in our eyes of being numb to slave catchers from the South, you know, they're morons here. Like, yeah. Over there, they're actually intelligent people. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go to college to become smart, but they actually had to go through a lot to become a cop.
Right. And a lot of people get upset. A lot of Blue Lives Matter people get upset when you say that cops are basically the unpopular kids from school, the people who were bullied, and now that they have on this uniform, they feel like they're tough shit, when that's literally 75% of their stories. If I had to just throw my own numbers out there, and maybe higher, I haven't done 100% research on every officer, but from what I have seen, there it's usually the dude who was bullied, who was the very unpopular person, who sat in the corner, didn't say much, couldn't really make friends, but now he got on a uniform and he got a little pecs, or, you know, some guns or whatever. Now he's tough shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know everybody's story, but I think that there is so much more to being an officer than putting on a uniform and having a gun and having that authority that they think that they are entitled to. I think at the end of the day, we're still humans. I think that at the end of the day, we're all deserving of respect, regardless of who we are and where we're from. Until I disrespect you is when things should go left. But if I'm not disrespecting you and you're just using your authority to feel like a big man in charge or whatever, then I think that things, I would definitely sign up for having them to have more credentials behind their name, meaning degrees or some type of extensive training, and not just a regular FTO program.
Many of them will quit and not even do it.
Oh yeah, absolutely not.
Check this out. Check this scenario out. I watched this TV show. Don't ask me what the name of it was, but we downloaded BET Plus. We download one app a month. You know, saving money because we can't go to the movies. That was our thing. So mm-hmm. We'll just download one app. So next Monday might be Showtime or something. Okay. So BET Plus. If y'all want an endorsement, you know, holla at us. But on there, there's this TV show to where a black lady, she's a lawyer in New York. I'm not 100% sure of the TV show name, but what happened on one of the episodes was a black woman has a son. I think he's maybe seven, eight, or nine. Black son, right? The mm-hmm. father is overseas fighting a war, right? Okay. So he's not present. So it's just a black woman by herself raising her, let's say 9-year-old son, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 9-year-old son takes her car, drives it, steals her car, drives it maybe 4 blocks, and he's a turning blocks, runs every red light because he knew no better, and then he hits all type of trash cans and then a post. He hit a street light, and a street light pretty much stopped him, right? This lady ran from her house 4 blocks all to find this kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
He hugged her son. And of course, today's world, people record everything, right?
Yeah.
Someone recorded exactly this. Her finally getting to her son, catching her breath. Son, are you okay? Are you bleeding? Is anything wrong with you? Are you okay? Let me see your legs. Let me see your back. Let me see your this. And he said, I'm okay, mom. I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm fine. She looked around at exactly her scene. Her car. She lives in the hood. Her car is totally demolished and ran into a post. You don't know if the lady paid her car insurance. You don't know anything about this lady's situation. She takes off her belt after asking her son, is he okay? Gives him a kiss on the cheek and beats his ass. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She beats him so hard, you know, because he's getting hit with a belt, of course, that he tried to run. She tried to catch him. He fell and broke his arm. Right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh.
This was all in a matter of seconds. Now, check this out. This lady got arrested for beating her son. Not him stealing the car and hitting a post and almost killing people. This lady got sent to jail for 20 years.
I know
you. Her son and breaking his arm.
Wow.
Yes. Now check this out. Exactly stuff like that is where, like, the law can't be intelligent, because if she didn't beat his ass right then and there, he would have went on and kept on doing that because he would have thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But since the law just doesn't understand the people that they serve, they gave that lady 20 years.
Wow.
Now, mind you, who is watching this kid? Nobody. They had to give him to his aunt who didn't want kids.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Instead of the mother who, like, you saw her genuinely say, son, are you okay? Oh, my God. And ask people around them, are you okay? Sure enough, she bust his ass and they gave this lady 20 years because the law says that you're not supposed to beat your kids.
Wow.
Man, what would you have thought in that situation?
Jesus. As the bystander, as the mother, or just overall?
If you were the law, and these are both black, you know, a black mother and a black son. The dad is overseas. She bust his ass with a belt.
Yeah.
He tried to run, tripped himself, and broke his arm.
Yeah. So as the law in that situation, of course I would have looked at all sides of the story. Number one, he stole her car, and the discipline is a thing. You're about to discipline me for disciplining my son. So that means that you know that there are repercussions to certain things that you do. So therefore, my son taking his car, he needs to get his butt whipped. But I definitely would not have given her 20 years for disciplining her son. And
now, originally they offered her 10, but she said she is not guilty. And
right.
By her fighting this, they gave her 20, son.
Wow. Wow.
Had me scared. Like, I was looking at my kid. You know, my kid ain't nothing but 10 months. I'm like, man, dude, I'm about to Bart Simpson home of your ass in a minute.
Wow.
Never think about doing some stuff like that, man.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Man. Yeah. So
that was that was based on a true story. Well, I'm sure that story is true somewhere in the world because
it gotta be loosely, yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Man. And look, think about it. We grew up on stuff just like I was jokingly saying about Homer Simpson choking his kid. You had all type of TV shows beating the hell out their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't even remember the shows, but I like even the Pops, the Wayans brothers.
Oh yeah.
The
kids. Yeah. Wow.
But think about it. Tying back to what we were talking about, even with these people like law having degrees, they're still stupid. In my own opinion, my positive organic vibe.
I mean, well, it's the truth though, because there are a lot of situations where their judgment is just absolutely off. And you're like, who allowed you out of training? Why would you think that that was the best practice or the best idea or the best response necessary for this particular situation?
But see, it's a controlled population. So what I'm learning from these law shows is that they go trial and error with people's lives just to show the masses exactly what can happen to you if your kid or if you do X.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Because even on that, like, the lawyers would have a bad day and have problems with their spouse, mess up these people's trials and send them people to jail. And they're like, oh, well, next. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of that, you know, we've talked about a lot in this last 30, 40 minutes or so. But at the end of each and every topic, I think we can all come to the conclusion is that we are responsible for being good people and for doing the right thing. Did Jada have to call that situation an entanglement? She know how loaded that word is. She know that August hearing that would probably crush him after he spoke so beautifully of the relationship. Granted, he talked about how it hurt him and it crushed him to have to leave that relationship, but it was not serving him. But he also talked about how it was beautiful because of the love that he shared. And, you know, it was something that he is glad that he got a chance to experience. And then she comes with this entanglement. It's like, after what you and him been through, and that's what you want to do? Like, let's be good people. Let's do what we're supposed to do as human beings. And let's try. I mean, I know it's a far, far, far cry or far stretch for us to try and be good people. But I mean, seriously.
Yeah. So it, what would be the word that she'll use next if they get back together?
Oh, entrapment, probably. Ah. His love was an entrapment.
Let me ask you this. With this distraction, right, from the world that the Smiths have provided, and Alcina, he's guilty too.
Yeah.
With this blocking exactly what's going on in the world today, I believe that brother would go triple platinum if he names his album Entrapment, not Entrapment, Entanglement. That dude would go.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody's gonna want to hear what he has to say if he names it in Entanglement. Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Triple.
And I'm not saying that he's not talented. The dude could sing.
Mm-hmm.
But by him distracting the world, we just go completely be distracted from injustices.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, Breonna Taylor, her spouse, the justice system.
Yeah.
The Smiths have done an incredible job of distraction.
Yeah. And then also because they've been so private. They've been private for forever. And then for them to come out and say something, it's like a big deal for everybody, them confirming this. Or, oh, I wonder this. And, oh, look at their body language. And you can tell this and you can tell that. And, yeah, oh, yeah, it's a huge distraction. A very huge distraction. And I think we as people, we can live our lives and not be woke every single day of our lives. But I think that we also have to let some things fall by the wayside and just chuck it up as, you know what, Black Lives Matter is much more important. I mean, yeah. It it's a movement. We are setting up a generation for your daughter. We're setting up a generation for her daughters and her kids or whoever else comes behind us. And it's like, if we are so easily distracted, this is a generation that's gonna extend what Martin Luther King was trying to do instead of actually ending it. Like, we could be the ones that put a rest to certain things, but no, we have something that comes along and it distracts us and it's funny and, you know, we take nothing seriously. So it's like, oh, let's laugh and joke about this for at least longer than the 15 minutes that it should be. I think we have to do a better job of just remaining focused and not be distracted by the very minuscule things.
Man, I can totally agree with you, because it's very small things that we get so distracted by. Don't get me wrong, sometimes distractions are good.
Yeah.
Man, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I have guns stashed all around the house, all type of knives, and like, just in case something shake, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be distracted from important things,
right?
By entangled relationships that have nothing to do with me. These people are worth millions and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that is not worth that much, you know, on paper, of course, a man's life is worth a lot.
Oh yeah.
Is leaking their information just because he's a hurt side bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
You don't hear Stedman talking all that stuff. Or maybe we, you know what? Our generation probably doesn't even know the problems that Stedman done brought to Oprah.
Oh, absolutely. No, no, I doubt it. I mean, Oprah can ignore anything away, because you know how many people would talk about how Oprah doesn't like Black men and she doesn't care about Black men because she's not talking about Harvey Weinstein. She would rather talk about Michael Jackson, or she would rather talk about R. Kelly instead of talking about, you know, the white man, Jeffrey Epstein or something like that. But I do think you're hilarious. I can't. But I think that there has been a lot that went on through them. Number one, the fact that they've never, or to our knowledge, that they've never married. I don't, I mean, it's not far-fetched that women don't want to get married. It's just that Oprah and her and him being together for so long is like, why wouldn't they? But you know, they have their own thing going on. I don't know.
Oprah, Stedman, and Gail are Pawpaw, Momo, and Gail. That's nobody's relative.
I feel like you said that joke up early on. Like, you know how that when you listen to a comedian, they say something in the beginning of
the punchline.
Yes, they hit the punchline. That's what that was. I think you're in the wrong field, Ken. I think you need to go be a comedian.
Man, I've been trying to tell people. But the funny thing is, like, I think one of my homies who actually tried to tell my joke to, and my wife, I think they purposely not laugh just so I wouldn't try to pursue that shit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can see that being a thing. I've told guys that before. Like, I mean, I've acted that way, and I'm like, I'm not gonna laugh. That's not, you know, I'm not gonna egg him on, because no.
Man, it's all right though. It's all good. I'm gonna go get me an entanglement with Tiffany Haddish, and she gonna teach me all she knows.
Oh gosh.
Oh goodness. Nah, she cut my hair off. Nah, she cut her hair off bald. I like the bald, but I don't know why she did it.
She says she wants to see how many moles she has on her head. She's been counting her moles everywhere else. She wants to see what's on top of her head. She knows where everything else is. She's never seen her scalp before. That's her reasoning.
She's the example of, like, a positive example of you only die once. Like, she's really living her life, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. And I don't know. One thing I want to say though about the distraction. So thank you for calling me so that we can have this chit chat, because, like I said earlier in the episode, that I have been distracted, and some distractions are really good distractions because sometimes things are so heavy that you need that little bit of release to kind of get your mind off of that heavy thing. So this has been entertaining for me because I legit have not been in a laughing mood, so to speak, or a let's talk about real world problems and let's laugh and joke about entanglement. I have not been in that mode. So thank you for giving me some mojo. I might actually sit here and record an actual podcast episode for myself tonight, just because I feel like this was necessary. So thank you.
Man, that's what we do here on Positive Organic Vibes. Now look, you have to do our new icebreaker, okay? Of course it's at the end.
Okay.
This is my new outro. I'm gonna ask not always the same five questions, but I have picked five questions to ask sincerely Angie.
Okay.
All right, they're not hard, okay?
They better not be.
All right. You can ask them back to me, but the first question is, so my viewers can get to know you and the world can get to know you. The first question, who is the most famous person that you have met, no matter what they are in the world? Who's the most famous person?
Oh, that's a pretty good question. The most famous person that I have met, I would have to say it was two people at the same time at an event. The most famous people were Chris Paul and CP3 and Ludacris.
That's fire. All right, next question. A famous person or anybody in the world that you would like to meet?
You know, I don't. It would have to be someone with a business and a money mindset, someone that I can grow from by our interaction. So I don't know who that person is. I used to say Warren Buffett. I used to say Bill Gates. You know, the big wigs. I used to say that. But now I'm more so into, I want someone to just be, whoever it is, I want them to be genuine, because everybody has skeletons in their closet. And I'm not putting anyone on a pedestal by saying, oh, well, she did this, so I don't like her anymore. I always used to say Oprah as well. So I don't have an answer for that question. It's so many people that I would want to sit down and talk to. I can't just narrow it down to one person. I said Tyler Perry before. I wanted somebody who came from the trenches that can just kind of talk with me outside of them telling their story to the world, which has been told a million times over. Like, talk to me. What can you tell me? You know, I don't know, though. I don't know who that person would be.
Now, the next question, which is dope, because Tyler used to sleep in his car, man. Mm-hmm. He's from the Bronx.
Yes.
Next question is a very hard question. This question came from Snoop Dogg. All right, his podcast. Very hard question. Third question is, tacos or burgers?
Burgers.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
That was really hard.
Yeah. Number four, briefly describe the opposite of you.
Angry, hateful.
Come on.
Lazy.
Come on.
And I think that's it.
Come on, man. You wasn't supposed to describe me. I actually described the opposite of you. No, I'm just kidding, man. All right. Number five, and we're going to wrap up with it. Give me a quote that you either made yourself or one that motivates you on a daily.
Oh, man. It's so many of them. But one or two that I just always say because I just truly believe in them. Number one, enjoy the journey. And number two is life is for the living. I say life is for the living because a lot of people are alive, but they're not living. And I feel like if anything happened to me today or tomorrow, I have lived. And I am grateful with what life has given me. And I have not had a bad life at all. And even the things that did happen to me that were bad still weren't bad enough. And I'm not asking for anything bad. I'm just saying, I don't look at anything as like a regret or a bad situation. It was always a lesson. So yeah, life is for the living and enjoy the journey.
Come on, man. That's what we do here on Positive Organic Vibes. We take a situation, turn it around, give our own point of view, and we smile at the end of the episode, man.
Absolutely. Those are good questions. I like that.
Yeah, man. And then the next time you listen to an episode, it'll be five different questions.
Oh, wow.
Give me five questions. Go ahead. You got it.
Let's start with you. Name the most famous person that you've ever met.
All right. I was working. I had three part-time jobs. I used to work at two advanced auto parts in the daytime. Well, one day, one night. And then overnight, I used to work at Janet King. So the worked for Janet King cleaning buildings. This was when I was 19, 20, in Atlanta, during like after the Hurricane Katrina, before I came back. Mm-hmm. I met I forgot the guy's name, man, but Uncle Elroy, like off of Friday. I'm your Uncle Elroy, Craig. He walked in Advanced Auto Parts. I was like, I know this man from somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I know him. And I look, I'm like, oh man, that's Uncle Elroy. So he was like, yeah, nephew, come show me the difference between these carburetor cleaners. And I'm just like, all right, cool. He said, hey, what's the difference between Valvoline and Advanced Auto Parts brand? I'm like, exactly what you said. They probably do the same thing, but one may have a little kick to it, you know, just to clean your carburetor even cleaner. All right, you read the back of this can, and I'm going to read the back of this can. And I'm like, bro, I don't feel like doing this. And sure enough, I sat there. We chilled out for 2 minutes, man. Dude gave me $5 for pretty much reading the can with him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was him and Tyson Chandler.
Okay.
When Tyson played for the Hornets, the New Orleans Hornets, Tyson drove up to a meeting he had while I was valet parking. And I was so attentive that Tyson was like, man, let me give you a tip. Tyson pulled out a 20, and he was like, hey, do you have... And he said, shh. And I said, I'm not giving you no change. You Tyson Chandler. And I took his 20, put it in my pocket, got the door for his beautiful wife, shut the door, and told him, have a good time.
Oh, my goodness.
You goddamn Tyson Chandler. I said, when you come out, your car will be right here in the middle of the street. I'm going to watch it. Sure enough, I let that car sit right there. So as soon as he came out, he could have went on by his business.
Yes, indeed.
$20 well earned.
Okay, so name someone that you would like to meet or have a conversation with, a celebrity or a famous person, or
at the moment, besides all the distractions that he does, I'm currently almost done reading the newest 50 Cent book, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter. That's the name of it. And I'm going to go to also the number five. He helped me understand the quote that I've always told myself from younger to now. I cannot change the people around me, but I could change the people that I am around.
Yeah.
Because he has like chapters in his book, like Evolve or Die.
Wow.
Straight up, Evolve or Die.
Yeah.
And notice, when he came out, he was this bully, still a bully.
Yeah.
But he was this bully that literally used his muscle and street credibility in a rep of getting shot 9 times to become a successful rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the best rapper, but he was at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Once he realized that only younger people have the attention of being the best rapper, he stepped aside, evolved, and became a TV star and producer of shows.
Yeah. Anything that's not growing is dying. So evolve or die, yes.
That's me answering number two and number five.
Okay, so I think number three was the hard question. Tacos or burger? Burgers.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with burgers, man. It's something about them.
Yeah.
I don't eat that much meat at the moment, especially like red meat or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, like if y'all ever go to like a vegan restaurant, man, try what's the name of Roy's restaurant? It is called, I can't think right now, but he has this jackfruit burger, is off the chain. He has like this oyster burger. I can't think of Roy's restaurant. I am so sorry. But it's called Vegan with a Twist.
Oh, okay.
I love it. It's an extra off the chain. I don't get it all the time. It's a little bit expensive, but I treat myself.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember what number four was. I was sitting here trying.
Number four was what is the opposite of you?
Oh, how could I forget that one? I love that question. What is the opposite of you, Mr. Ken?
All right, so I'm a visionary, man. So that person would have to have no passion for anything. Well, you know what? That's hard, man, because I don't have specific passions. I just love life. So that person would have to be exactly how you said. It'll have to be a plant that just doesn't want to be watered.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of me. A plant that doesn't want to... I'm going to write that down. Goddamn. A plant that doesn't want to be watered. Because I love to learn. I'm weird, man. I'll literally not go somewhere fun just to go somewhere and learn, man. I don't know why.
Nah, that knowledge is power, man. And not only just the knowledge with power, it's what you do with that knowledge as well. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm a lover of life and I am a student of life. And I love to learn at any given moment. I am always learning because I'm always paying attention to things and researching things. And, you know, so I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, man.
This was great. Thank you so much, Ken. This was nice. I mean, we talked about from everything, from A to Z.
There you go. You know how we do it. We never on topic, man. Positive organic vibes.
Yeah, man. That was good.
I want to thank you for being on the show. I know we had some technical difficulties because the internet was hating, or maybe the app. But hey, we got it done, man.
We did. We did have technical difficulties, but we prevailed and we kept pushing. And we recorded an episode that's going on your podcast, Positive Organic Vibes, POV. And I'm so excited.
Man, literally, me too, man. I revamped the show. And you're going to hear a lot more. It's not going to be on time. I'm not going to sit here and lie to people. It's not going to be on time. But I'm going to try my best to discipline myself to make it something that I do on a regular.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you again, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you.
Next time to Positive Organic Vibes and Sincerely Angie. You can find it on all platforms. And
yes.
I also want to go ahead and thank Anchor because you guys are great. You make it to where we can have our own voice, especially in pandemic times like this.
Yes.
Peace.